Hi, and welcome to the August 4th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In rock and roll news for this day, August 4th, 1975. On this day, 44 years ago, the album Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow was released. Ronnie James Dio sang lead on this album, and he co-wrote all seven songs that were originals. Dio has said this was his favorite Rainbow album. August 4th, 1979. On this day 40 years ago, the Ramones premiered their movie Rock and Roll High School at 8 Street Playhouse in New York City. The movie would officially open a few weeks later in theaters across the United States. August 4th, 2017. On this day 2 years ago, Def Leppard released the 30th anniversary of the album Hysteria. This super deluxe edition included a remastered version of the album, B-sides, radio edits, extended remixes, and live tracks that covered 5 CDs and 2 DVDs. Also on August 4th, 2017. On this day 2 years ago, the band Quiet Riot released their 13th album titled Road Rage. The lineup for this album included 1980s Quiet Riot members Frankie Benali on drums and Chuck Wright on bass. Chuck had played bass on a few tracks of the Mental Health album. Singing on the album was James Durbin, who had been a contestant on season 10 of American Idol and had finished in 4th place. Rock and roll birthdays on this day. August 4th, 1959. On this day in 1959, guitarist Robin Crosby was born in La Jolla, California. Sadly, he died in 2002 from a heroin overdose and AIDS-related complications. Known for his time as one of the guitarists in Rat, he was the co-writer of many of their most popular songs, including Round and Round, Back for More, Lay It Down, Wanted Man, I Want a Woman, and more. Robin would have been 60 years old today. Rest in peace, Robin. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow Mike on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.